Han lay on the forest floor, groaning in agony for hours, days, maybe even a week. He had a char hole in his gut the size of a Wookiee's fist, and his leg was one big fiery ache from the knee up. From the knee down, he felt only a cold, throbbing numbness that would have scared him to death had he not been pretty sure he was already dead. Because nobody could take this much pain for this long and live through it. But it couldn't have been that long. Han could still hear Marvid wailing as Leia's lightsaber growled and sparked its way through the Kalumai's power body, and he had been listening to exactly the same sounds from the moment he hit the forest floor. Maybe this was what happened when someone died. Maybe a dead guy's mind simply went into a closed loop, and he spent eternity remembering his last moment in life. No fair. That wasn't how Han wanted to spend eternity. He wanted to spend it holding Leia's hand and recalling the good times. Their wedding in Cantham House on Coruscant. Their honeymoon watching the Corfelian comets. The births of their children. All those years of living and fighting and loving together. Everything. That was how he wanted to spend eternity. Not lying around on some forest floor groaning his guts out. The eternal moment ended with a low, reverberating thrum. Leia screamed and thudded to the ground someplace behind him. Then her lightsaber fell silent, and so did she. Han forced himself to stop groaning and to listen, and he heard an anguished moan in a voice so soft and distorted he could recognize it only as female, and there was only one female it could be. He wanted to call out Leia's name, to hear her tell him that it was somebody else moaning and she was fine. But his mouth refused to obey. Every time he opened it to call her name, all that came out was the sound of his own pain. The radiance began to fade from Han's body, and the shadows started to whisper toward him, coming in closer, eating away at the small ring of light that still surrounded him.
We can help.
The words were so low and wispy that Han could not be sure whether he was really hearing them or just imagining them in the rustle of the shadows around him.
We can save you.
Yeah?
Han tried to speak the word aloud and discovered that it was work enough just to think it.
What's it gonna cost me?
The shadows said nothing, but they remained nearby, whispering through the trees, turning the trunks from pale to dark whenever they passed. Han recalled the shadow he had glimpsed during the Sabacc game with Bardoon, and wondered if this was where it had come from. If the Mandalorian had been through the gate before him and been foolish enough to accept what the shadows offered. Han closed his eyes and listened. He could still hear the woman moaning. Leia. He dragged the heel of his uninjured leg across the forest floor and felt himself turn. A good sign. Dead men couldn't turn themselves, at least not outside the monolith. But in here, who knew? Han was starting to think that time and space were something that existed only inside sentient minds. And if that was true, maybe it was true of life and death, too. Maybe time and space, life and death, were just the lenses through which sentient minds perceived existence.